Okay, so I'm just going to start by introducing myself. My name is Haley Dunn. I am from the University of Rhode Island. I am currently in a clinical psychology program earning my PhD, but I also received my MPH from Brown University a little over a year ago. So today I'm going to talk about the title of my presentation. It's called Let's Talk About Sex and Bullying. And what we did was an exploratory study of racial ethnic variation in risky sexual behaviors and bullying victimization among adolescents. And I just want to acknowledge Deborah Perlman. She's my colleague who was a key contributor on this project. So before I get started, I'll just begin by saying that I have no relationships to disclose for this presentation. So the way that I have the presentation set up for today, I'm just going to talk very briefly about what we already know in terms of bullying. I'll talk a little bit about what we don't know too much about, so some of the gaps in the literature and how that guided the study I'm going to present today. And then I'll specifically address how risky sexual behaviors relate to bullying victimization across different racial ethnic populations. And then based on the study findings yielded from our results, I'll just briefly touch upon where we go from here and what we do with this data. So what do we already know in terms of bullying? Well, we know quite a bit. If you look at the literature, there are thousands and thousands of articles on bullying. We know that it remains a large public health issue. Approximately 20% of high school students report being bullied. About 1 in 7 report being electronically bullied. We also know that it relates to a number of poor mental and behavioral health outcomes, and that it varies by grade level, gender, and race ethnicity. Now, these characteristics are not exhaustive, but for the purposes of this presentation, I'm going to focus on these three areas. So if you look at the line graph at the top, and actually both graphs, you'll see girls are represented in pink, very gender appropriate. That was intentional. You'll see that they report higher levels of bullying victimization than boys. Now, this is based on national level data from the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. You'll also see that bullying victimization tends to be higher in 9th grade versus 12th grade. And then if we look at bullying victimization across the different racial ethnic groups, you'll see that it's highest among white non-Hispanic, in particular girls. And while we know that these between group differences exist, we don't fully understand why they exist, right? So what we've started to do, and if you look at the literature trends in the bullying research, you'll see that a lot of researchers have really started to become interested in how bullying relates to other forms of aggression. So at one time it was looked at sort of this mutually exclusive form of aggression from other forms like sexual-based violence. Espionage and her colleagues have done a lot of work looking at how bullying perpetration relates to sexually-based forms of aggression. And what they found is youth who perpetrate bullying, those behaviors tend to evolve into more sexually based behaviors as they get older. What we're interested in, so myself and my colleagues, we're really interested in how sexual behaviors relate to bullying victimization. And in previous work, we found that we've guided our work by a feminist theoretical framework, so this idea of the sexual double standard. And we wanted to see if girls who engaged in sexual intercourse were more likely to be bullied than boys who essentially engaged in the same behavior. And what we found is the answer is yes. So girls who were sexually active had over 2 times the odds of being bullied compared to boys who were sexually active. Now, when we tried to extend this model to sexual minority youth, the model didn't hold. So it really only applies to heterosexual youth. Now what we did here is we wanted to know if the model would hold across different racial ethnic populations. So are girls who are sexually active, regardless of their racial ethnic background, more likely to be bullied than boys who engage in the same behavior? So that was really the aim for this work. And why might such differences exist? Well, if you look at the research, if we turn to the bullying literature, there's pretty good evidence that suggests that youth who violate peer norms or social norms are more likely to be bullied, right? So if we think about sexual intercourse and sort of the trajectory of sexual intercourse, you'll see that in 9th grade, so down here, about 30% of youth report being sexually active versus about a little over 60% of youth in 12th grade. So in 9th grade, we could say that being sexually active is actually a non-normative behavior, right? So if we were to overlay the chart that I showed earlier, the bullying victimization chart, we would expect to see bullying victimization the highest in ninth grade, since sexual activity would be a non-normative behavior. And that's what we see. So they're negatively correlated. So as sexual activity goes up, bullying victimization goes down. Now, we certainly can't say based on this chart that one causes the other, but what we can say is that it sort of supports this theory of non-normative versus normative behavior. And then if we look at sexual activity across the different racial ethnic populations, now again, this is high school students, we'll see that the least prevalence or the lowest prevalence rate is among white non-Hispanic. So we could say that maybe it's less normative among white non-Hispanic. So we'd expect to see potentially higher odds of bullying victimization among this group. So that was a little bit of a guiding framework that we used in terms of this study. So what we did was we pulled data from the 2013 Youth Risk Behavior Survey. We conducted a secondary analysis. This survey uses a three-cluster sampling design to produce a nationally representative sample of students in grades 9 through 12. Bullying victimization was measured based on two items, so whether or not youth had reported being bullied on school property and also electronically bullied. Sexual activity was measured using one item, whether or not they had engaged in sexual intercourse. And then among those who had said yes, we looked at their timing of first sexual intercourse experience and also the number of sexual partners they reported, so lifetime sexual partners. Race ethnicity was coded into five different groups: white non-Hispanic, black non-Hispanic, Hispanic Latina or Latina, Hispanic Latina of multiple races, and then other, which was non-Hispanic Latina of multiple races. And those groups were constructed based on guidance from the YRBS. And then we conducted a series of multiple logistic regression models. We stratified our sample by both race, ethnicity, and then also gender. And then after that, we conducted a series of interaction terms. So I'll go into a little bit more detail in the next couple of slides. In terms of our samples, so the majority, 41%, were white versus the other groups. Half the sample had engaged in sexual intercourse, and among those bullied, half reported being sexually active. Consistent with the slides that I showed earlier, about 30% of ninth graders reported being sexually active versus over 60% of 12th graders. And then about 60% of black non-Hispanic students reported being sexually active versus about 40 to 45% or so in the other groups. So what we found here, so what we did was we stratified our sample into those five racial ethnic groups I measured earlier, and then we stratified by gender, and we wanted to know if sexually active girls were more likely to be bullied than non-sexually active girls. And what we found was yes for both white non-Hispanic and black non-Hispanic girls. We couldn't draw any conclusions from our other groups because our confidence intervals were a little bit too wide. And when we repeated this step for boys, the same model didn't hold. So boys who were sexually active were not more likely to be bullied than boys who were not sexually active. So it suggests that there's something different going on based on gender. So the next thing we did was we applied an interaction term. So we wanted to compare within each of the different racial ethnic groups, we wanted to compare sexually active girls directly to sexually active boys. And sexually active boys were identified as our reference group because we thought based on this concept of the sexual double standard, being sexually active would actually work as a protective factor, okay? So when we applied the interaction term, we found that across all five of the different racial ethnic groups, girls who engaged in sexual intercourse were more likely to be bullied than boys who engaged in essentially the same behavior. Now we see the odds are highest among white non-Hispanic, however, the confidence intervals in each of the groups overlap, so we can't say that one group is significantly higher than the other. But we do know, or what we can say, is that if you're sexually active and you're female, you're more likely to be bullied regardless of your racial ethnic background. Next, we looked at timing of first sexual intercourse experience and also number of sexual partners. And what we found, now our results here are again limited to white non-Hispanic and black non-Hispanic due to confidence, wide confidence intervals for the other groups. But what we found was white non-Hispanic and black non-Hispanic girls who started having sex around 13, 14 years old were more likely to be bullied than girls who started having sex later, so around 17. We also found that the number of sexual partners made a difference. So girls who reported six or more partners had over 2 times the odds of being bullied compared to girls who only reported one partner. And when we repeated this step for boys, the model didn't hold, so there weren't significant differences. So if you started having sex at a younger age or you reported having more sexual partners, you weren't more likely to be bullied, regardless of your racial ethnic background. So what does this tell us? Well, it provides some evidence that the sexual double standard applies to all girls, regardless of their racial ethnic identity. And it also tells us that girls who engage in sexual intercourse, again, across all different racial ethnic groups, have higher odds of being bullied. And then lastly, engaging in a number of risky sexual behaviors, so having sex at younger ages, and reporting a higher number of sexual partners may also make girls particularly vulnerable to bullying, regardless of their racial ethnic background. Now, it's important to note a number of limitations. Now, these certainly aren't all the limitations in the study, but these are some of the key ones. So the big one is our study was cross-sectional, so of course we can't infer causality. It's possible that girls may engage in sexual intercourse as a coping strategy after being bullied. Also, our inability to control for sexual orientation and school demographics in this sample. We also, as you'll notice, we didn't actually empirically measure the sexual double standard. We really just used this as a concept to guide how we developed our model. So future research should examine ways to actually empirically measure among high school students. And then we were unable to examine students who perpetrate bullying and then also bully victims. So we can't see who's bullying who and vice versa. So where do we go from here? Well, the results from this study, they really highlight the fact that bullying victimization and sexual activity are related. So when we're designing bullying interventions, we should really be cognizant of girls who engage in sexual intercourse as a potentially vulnerable group. And also when creating bullying interventions, it would be useful to communicate to students about peer norms that specifically address or relate to sexual conduct and how that might be linked to bullying victimization. And then lastly, if we could, integrating a feminist theoretical framework could offer a more comprehensive approach to designing bullying intervention programs because it could help students understand the reasons why they bully and where those things stem from in more of a societal context or on a societal level. Thank you.